All right, welcome to Lyrics True, where we speak the gospel truth at all time. I got a question. Why do you keep making the same mistakes over and over again? Why do you keep making the same mistake over and over again? Why? Why? No, I'm going to answer it from my point of view, because I'm a victim of this. I do this constantly. It's because it's comfortable. I'm comfortable. Like, I know the outcome of it. And it's a problem that I have yet to surrender the whole problem to God about. You know, my problem is I like attention. Even though I don't like people be around me for too long, but I like the attention. I like all eyes on me at all times. And that's because it's comfortable, but not at all times. I like knowing, let me rephrase that actually. I like all eyes on me at all times when I want the times. So it's a control thing, it's a comfortability thing. If I control your attention on me, I'm good, and I'm comfortable with your attention on me. So, and for example, people always try to talk to me. I don't want the people. I let it be known that I don't want you, but I will let you talk to me. And I always be like, I just want people to leave me alone. No, I need to leave them alone. And what I have to mean by that is I need to leave them alone. I know I don't want, I know I just want the attention. I don't want nothing else from you. I don't want you calling me. I don't want you texting me. I roll my eyes extremely so hard when people even try to communicate with me. But I add that on. And that's a mistake that I constantly make over and over again, because that's what I'm comfortable with. And that's what that feeds my ego. So when you like go through something, so dang, I lost my train of thought. On them getting back. You make that same mistake 9 out of 10 because that's what you're comfortable in, and that's what feeds your ego. That's why you keep making the same mistake, because you're comfortable in that mistake, and you allow God to fix certain areas of that, but you're not going to let him get to the root of the problem, because you know that you need to change. You know that you're not going to be able to get nowhere fast doing this, and you want to grow. So you're like, all right, you let God in a little bit to fix it, but you're not going to let him get to the root to the problem, because that's where you're comfortable at. You're comfortable in your sin. You're comfortable in your sin. Because, yeah, we all know everybody sins. There's no such thing as perfect. And that's what we use to validate ourselves and say, you know, everybody ain't perfect. Nah, I'm going to speak for me, actually. That's what I used to validate myself. That everybody ain't perfect. I'm gonna die with sins anyways, but I don't gotta die with that sin. you cannot pick the sins you die with. I'm sorry, you can't. It's just I'm comfortable in that, and that's just what, you know, that's just what I am. So now it's question: how do we work past the mistake? How do we stop doing the mistake? You have to want to stop doing it. Completely and truly, you have to want to start doing it, and then you have to give it all to God. Dang, a lot of this lawnmower kind of messed me up. You have to want to start doing it, and then give it to God straight like that. That's what it is. Want it. You have to pray first. You have to pray. I ain't here like this is my cheat code. I'm getting on cheat code. This is what I do. I pray that I want it. Boom. And then, this is what a lot of people get lost at. You pray that you want it, then you try to stop doing it. No, just not going to work like that. You're not going to be able to stop doing anything because you're not God. I think one time I listened to this podcast, and they brought this point of view to me. I never thought about that. You have to lean on God's strength for every single thing. Every single thing you have to lean on God's strength. Like when you getting over something like this, you're like, all right, I'm gonna pray about it. then I'm going to work through it. No, you have to literally lean on God saying, you got to ask God for the strength. Then you have to sit there and let God hold your hand, and he going to get over it for you. See, that's where we mess up at. We think, all right, we're going to pray about it. No, get ask for the strength and think we can do it by ourselves. No, you're never supposed to do anything alone. And this is me telling you, you're not finna go do this, get over this, my bad. You're not finna get over this by yourself, because you're not supposed to get over this by yourself. You're literally supposed to get over this with God, and that's the only way you're gonna be able to do it. Literally, the only way. And that's where a lot of us is messing up at, thinking, I would pray about it, and then we have to do it. No, we don't have to do it. God's got to do it. Because the only thing you is supposed to do is pray about it and surrender the area to God. Everything else God is going to do, you is not going to have to do nothing besides pray and surrender. That's it. Any physical work, any physical labor, you're not supposed to do. Because that's how you get tired, and you're going to end up not wanting to do it all the way. Like, how? Like, you think, okay, I'm going to have to stop testing this person. God's going to have to stop testing that person. Because that's you taking that control back in your hand. God's going to have to do that. You have to ask God to remove the people. You know, you just got to do, like, a lot of things. That's just my problem. That's why I will never let people go. Because I'm keep saying, I have to do that. No, God's going to have to do that. I just got to open that door for him to come in. Like, I had a door shut the whole time. I just got to open that door to come in. That's just a little. And that's literally how it works. You pray, you surrender, and you let God do every single thing else. There's nothing else that you can do at that point. Your job is just to pray and surrender daily, hourly, if you got to. Like, if it's bad, like, pray hourly. You know, and something my mom taught me, there's no such thing as too much prayer. So that's really all you got to do. Just do that job constantly, 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 constantly. And shoot, you good. You a bag of chips. You feel me? You straight. I don't know what bag of chips got anything to do with it, but shoot, that's what you is. And do that, and that's how you work on to not to continue to make the same mistakes. You just have to pray and don't make a decision without God. That's when you surrender yourself to God and you work with God, you are never alone no more. And that's the thing, we think we have to fight all our battles alone. No, you're never alone. He's right there. If you have to lean on his word in the Bible, or just lean on him all the time, you are never alone. And me learning that a couple weeks ago, me learning that really changed my mindset. Because I felt like after I prayed about it, then I had to work on doing stuff. No. You don't, though. He do everything for you after that point when it comes to doing that. Because fight your flesh is not a battle for you. It's a battle for him. You just have to open that door for him to come in. Because when it comes between us and the flesh, we always going to lose. Because spirit, flesh, and us is three different objects. And the only thing that can fight the flesh is the spirit. And the spirit is him. Now, you know, one day, you know, you and the spirit is going to be one. But, you know, that's a lot of growing. Even then, guys, you got to be one with God the whole time. But even then, it's always going to be three different beings at all times. So, yeah. That's why you keep making the same mistakes. Because, you're comfortable in your sin and your ego. How to stop making the same mistakes is praying and surrendering to God and allowing him to come fix you. What's internal? To get to the root, to the problem. Because a lot of people don't like getting to the root. They like getting around the edges. And that's, you know, that's good. You open it up to him. Any victory, small or big, is still a victory. Don't ever beat yourself up about that. You feel me? So, yeah. That's it. That's the lyrics truth and the gospel truth. And we come to you every Saturday and Wednesday. Not just Saturdays. Every Saturday and Wednesday. You feel me? All right. Bet. Say less.